What it is.
This is the movie show
on Active FM
with
Ryan
and Sesh.
And this is an awesome show just ready for you guys.
Ryan, there's something about today. I feel like something's different or something special, but I can't put my finger on it. Like, what is today?
I know. It's holiday.
It's a holiday?
Yes.
Okay, but we've been on holiday. It's December, you know.
But also, I got presents and I don't know why I got presents. I'm like,
that's that? So weird.
Yeah.
I got presents too.
No.
There's a conspiracy theory.
I know what it is.
What?
No, it can't be. It's not November, right?
No, it's December.
Because your birthday's in November.
And your, no, it's not our birthdays.
It's late birthday presents. Okay, awesome. So, yes, we got an awesome show for you.
Oh, wait. I forgot. It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Oh, my word.
That makes so much sense.
I have to find my grandma. Hang on. I have to wish her happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I
mean, yes.
Her birthday's on Christmas.
Can you imagine? No.
Wow.
I have to wish her Merry Christmas.
Right. So it is Christmas. So Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm.
And our gift to you today is an amazing movie show where we will be discussing movies that are coming out in 2021. And I would just like to say that I'm really excited.
Yes, and it comes with a bow. Can you see the virtual bow?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, so while you have your cocoa and you snuggle... No, this is... Look, okay. Depending on what country you are in, some people right now are snuggling up to a fire with a warm blanket and their puppy on their side. For us, we're running around in our costumes.
Right.
We're going down to the beach. We're going to go swimming. We put on suntan lotion. We are drinking lemonade.
We are.
Yes.
Right now.
That's people in the southern hemisphere, right?
Yes.
That's how it works, right?
We're in summer.
Right.
But anyway, we're not the weather. We are the movie show. So we're about to get into these movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're looking forward to 2021. In fact, talk about 2021. So this show, we are specifically going to say what we loved about this year. Right, Sash?
Yes.
Because there were some good movies, but there were better movies that were supposed to come out and they didn't come out.
Right.
So we are going to talk about those movies as well. But you know what? There's a good side. This is bittersweet because think about this. You can say to yourself, this movie was supposed to come out. But guess what? It makes 2021 even sweeter.
Better. Mm-hmm.
Yes, as long as they don't delay it again.
They better not delay it again.
Because, you know, the thing is, I was looking at the release dates, and I don't know if you know this. You might think, okay, they're just going to take all those movies and just shift them into 2021. No, no, there's a whole line of movies, like all of them, that have just shifted right up. Even the ones that were only going to be released in 2021, some of them have even like moved over into 2022. Yeah.
Which is quite hectic.
So we're going to talk about those.
We are.
What is up, people? This is the one, the only, the name you can trust, the name you put in water. Guess what? It will not rust. DJ Stones from the VAR Show and the K Show. And I am here to wish you a fantastic, fantastic Merry Christmas and an even bigger New Year's. And I really hope you guys have an awesome time. I hope you are dancing. I hope you are eating right now as you hear this. Enjoy.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
First, we're going to mention our favorite films from 2020, as in films made in 2020 that we enjoyed. It's not a very long list. There were a lot of films that came out this year.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, but... Yeah. There were other films that we were looking forward to that didn't come out.
Yes.
So, our top films for 2020 are... Number one, The Gentlemen. If you haven't watched The Gentlemen, go watch The Gentlemen.
Brilliant
film.
You.
Matthew McConaughey.
Hey.
Hey, that's what we learned. It's not Matthew McConaughey, it's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was The Gentleman. Second film, Mulan. The remake of, can you believe, a Disney live-action remake made it to our best of 2020 list.
Yeah.
It's not a very long list, but yes.
I hear a lot of people say, Ryan, have you watched Frozen? I'm like, I don't know. Hey. And I thought Mulan was going to be the same.
Uh-huh.
Guys... We did a whole podcast on that. I know that right now, in this time, you have a lot of time on your hands. So, yes, go and binge listen.
To all the movie shows.
There you go.
And go and watch Mulan if you haven't watched it.
I enjoyed it.
It was good,
and
yes.
That's a lot from me, by the way.
It is. It really is.
It was good.
Third is Tenet. So, Tenet came out, Christopher Nolan film. Brilliant. In fact, I think it's one of my favorite Christopher Nolan films.
Really?
Mm-hmm. really enjoyed it. In fact, that one might be my favorite film of 2020.
Yeah. Okay.
So that Fantastic. One, if you haven't watched that film you have to watch.
Like, you've got
it's to. It's a have to. And then lastly, this one we ummed and awed about. Ryan was like, me, but then we decided to leave it on the list. Extraction.
And I'll explain why. Well,
the first ummed and awed is that it's a Netflix original. And obviously we boycotted Netflix this year because they went and made Cuties or put Cuties on Netflix.
Mm.
Oh, reason number one. Ryan, reason number two.
He cries in the film. I can understand if he loses his girlfriend. He's like, no, come back.
You'd be happy if he cried if he lost his girlfriend.
No, no, I'm saying it would have at least been acceptable.
He lost his son, right?
Yeah, but
his only child.
It's like, okay, no, like he should be sad about that. In fact, he should be revengeful. You know, he should just jump on a snow plow and go.
No.
Okay, no. Just, okay, guys, you need to go listen to our movie show about Extraction. It was good, but I just had my
Ryan had
picky
his,
points.
Yes, yeah. He had his doubts. And then two other films, which were very good. However, Infidel came out this year, but I have not watched that film yet. However, I want to watch that film. It is with the same actor that was in The Passion of the Christ, Jim Caviezel. So it looks like a very, very good film. So that one I'm putting on the list because it's a want to watch 2020 film. Yes. Ryan, we need to look for Infidel.
Definitely.
The reason why it didn't actually come out here in South Africa in our cinemas. So I've been looking for it. I will find it someday. And then, I think it is a faith-based film, or it has faith brought into it. And then the other film, which was a faith-based film, is I Still Believe, which was based on, a gospel singer. That film made me cry. I was finished in that film. It's a true story. His wife dies. Spoiler alert. I was gone.
Damn it.
I really was. Yes. It's the story of Jeremy Camp. I don't know if you know the gospel singer Jeremy Camp and how he lost his wife.
Oh, shame.
Yes. But it was a good film. So it does deserve to be on the list. So if you want to go watch films from 2020, that's your list. But now moving on to the exciting stuff. So we're going to go through a whole lot of movies. We've picked our favorites of films that were supposed to be released in 2020 that weren't because of the whole COVID pandemic, and we're moved to 2021. So this is what we are looking forward to in 2021.
At least I can say New Year's resolution. Watch movies.
Yes.
Which movies? These ones in specific.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to go for it, Ryan?
First one is Avatar. So Avatar was supposed to be released, beginning of December. So, yeah. Hey, it was good, eh? Yeah, what a great movie, eh? It was a good movie. I enjoyed
it.
Did you enjoy it? No, we didn't. Why?
Yeah, it was...
But instead, it's been... There's no delayed to date yet. I just know it was delayed.
This is quite interesting, though. It says the next four Avatar movies will debut every other December, beginning December 16, 2022, with Avatar 2 delayed 1 year from December 17, 2021.
Okay, so here we go. The next four Avatar, yes, will every other... So, yeah, so, December 17th.
So we have four Avatars coming. Sure.
Those guys are busy.
The
movie took long to make. Well, the CG production. So, yeah. I wasn't really a big Avatar fan, to be honest. A lot of people raved about it.
And
like,
it made this top box office film.
Yeah.
Beat Titanic. And then Endgame beat it.
They're getting beaten up.
Understandably
yeah.
So, though.
So, the CG was impressive. Really, 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 really great.
Yeah.
But I think that was... I mean... When it was first made, I think 2010, wasn't it? Was it 2010?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yes. So then...
It would have been cool if it came out 10 years later in 2020.
I was thinking the same. I'm like, yeah, imagine.
Right?
So, yeah, there's Avatar. And I was just like, okay, I watched it. And I was like, wow, what is everyone doing? But that's because I think we're used to that already, the technology that was used in there.
Yeah.
I think so. That's why for us we were like, Although if you look at The Matrix was brilliant.
Matrix was good.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was actually watching a show on YouTube. Okay, I get stuck on YouTube quite often. And they were talking about practical effects versus like CG. And they, now these are CG artists talking, and they came to the conclusion, it was quite funny, these are CG artists, and they come to the conclusion that practical effects are much better than CG.
For real?
And they were saying, look, CG has its place.
Yeah.
And they were even comparing, have you watched the movie The Thing, Sesh?
No.
The Thing. It's this horror movie from like the 1980s, I think.
Yeah.
In fact, if you speak to your parents, they'll know The Thing.
The Thing.
Yes. And then they're releasing another, no, in fact, there was a 2011 The Thing. And that was now, obviously, they've got the technology, they've yeah. gone, but
the original was better.
The original was better. And these sure. were practical effects. Mm. And I sat there, I'm like, wow, this is quite impressive. Now, obviously, Avatar is like full on CG.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that I was just like, because it was like very animated stuff like
yeah.
that. So, yeah. That's my thoughts about Avatar.
The next one, I was disappointed that this film didn't come out this year. Okay, I'll say it quietly. It is A
you
Quiet...
You have to sign it.
Ah! They're not going to see me sign it. It's A Quiet Place 2. So it was moved from March 8, 2020. We would have had this in March, Ryan. March! Anyway, it was moved to September 6, 2020, and then moved to April 23rd, 2021. So we're getting it in April, people. April is the month for Quiet Place 2. I'm very excited for that film, though.
And I think you spoke about it. You said that the director wanted a premiere.
He wants a premiere.
He didn't want to digitally
John Krasinski wants a premiere.
If you guys have ever watched The Office, he's in there.
Yep.
The director.
I want to watch The Office.
Yeah, you must watch it. He's, you know what? His personality is completely different.
Serious.
That's why when I was like, wait, this guy's a director. He's just this like sort of quiet guy in the office. And he's just like, yeah, whatever type of thing.
I want to watch yeah. The Office.
Check it out. It's a series. Yeah,
I shall.
Those definitely. Guys owe me money now. Yeah. This show is not sponsored, by the way.
Just by so The Office.
Know. Yes. And another film is Black Widow.
Ooh.
Is this falls under the
Marvel.
The MCU, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
MCU.
So, you know, when I saw this and I watched the other films, because there's other films that were supposed to be released, I was like, man, I miss Marvel.
Right? We barely got Marvel.
They haven't showed their face this year.
We got,
right?
No, didn't we get Spider-Man Far From Home this year?
I think so.
No, did we get that last year?
That was so far away.
Wait, what? I think that was last year.
I think it was Feb.
We are checking.
From home.
But yeah, we've really had a non-Marvel year. We went from like Marvel, Endgame to
exactly.
nothing. No, it was a 2019 film. It wasn't 2020. So Marvel's been quiet.
So
Black Widow was, I think, the Marvel 2020 film.
I think so too, because it was moved from May the 11th. It was then moved to November the 6th. And they were like, this thing is still not moving. So then it's moved to May the 7th, almost a year later, 2021.
Right. Sure.
So we look forward to Black Widow.
The other film that was moved out, and this film's it's actually caused quite a stir, is The Batman with Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
So we got our first trailer in 2020, but the film was actually supposed to, it was moved from June 25th, 2021 to October 2021, and now it's been moved to 2022. So this film isn't even coming out in 2021.
No.
Hectic stuff, man. So sorry, guys. The Batman will not be around for 2021.
Yeah, for those who are Batman fans, you look forward to it in
2022.
You know, another movie that I saw was, and I've never heard of this, but it's a DC character.
Mm-hmm.
Black Adam. Black Adam. And I think what drew my attention to this movie was who was playing Black Adam. And that is Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. If you look at him, you're like, Shazam. In fact, at first I said, oh, look, it's DC's version of Shazam. I'm like, wait.
Wait.
Shazam is DC. I'm like, wait, what is going on here? But he looks more like angry, revengeful.
He's an added character.
Serious. But he's got that whole spark thing in front and it's glowing.
I wonder if, what's his name? Levi. Oh, flip it.
That guy.
If he's actually going to be in it. Because he played Shazam.
I would just like to know the plot of this movie.
But this one, I think I actually, shockingly enough, it's a DC film, but I'm like, yes, let's watch DC. No, but I did enjoy Shazam. Shazam was a good film. I really did enjoy Shazam.
Black Adam is a fictional character appearing in American comic books published by DC Comics. Yes, we know that. Thank you. Created by Autobot. Yes, okay. The character is a super villain. There you go. One of superhero Captain Marvel and the nemesis of the Marvel family.
That is very interesting.
Very weird.
Sure.
but very cool. So we look forward to that one.
Mm-hmm. Another film. Now, this film, I've been waiting forever for it to come out. Not even for 2020. As in, they spoke about this film and, like, you know, you're like, what's happening? But you don't hear any news. And it is Cruella. So it's a live action remake, but instead of doing 101 Dalmatians, but there has been 101 Dalmatian live action version. So it's actually clever. So they're bringing out Cruella with Emma Watson. And it was moved from December 23rd, 2020. So we would have just had it like just now. But it's been moved to May 28th, 2021. So that is also coming in May. So May is a good month, man.
Yeah, this movie was interesting for me because I was like, another 101 Dalmatians. But then she starts off, if you watch the trailer, there's the trailer out for it. She starts off and she says, every story has two sides. Right. And then I'm like, oh.
I didn't know the trailer's come out yet.
Yeah.
I am going to go watch that trailer as soon as we are done with the movie show.
Do you know the song for Cruella, Sashi?
Cruella.
I was going to ask you to sing it. There you go. Now, here's a crazy one. This one I look so forward to. Well, the second last one, because there's one that I really look forward to. And then there's the second one that I look forward to. And there's a third one, fourth one. Yes, okay. So this is my second best, most favorite movie to look forward to. Wait for it. This one needs an intro. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Wow.
It was moved from May the 7th. So,
we would have had it early.
Damn.
Oh, no, wait.
It's moved from 2021
to 2022. Hectic stuff, man.
This is what I was.
Yeah.
You know, you sounded like, that guy, damn it, the guy from, Thor. The director.
Oh, Taika Waititi.
Yes.
For cool
stuff, man. You're like, how's it? Oh, you can, you know.
Sure.
Coolies in the fridge. The Wi-Fi password is simple. All lowercase. Cool, man. Welcome, man.
That is a cool Wi-Fi password, though. We have to admit it.
Yes.
Simple. Okay, anyway, back to Doctor Strange.
So it's moved to March 25th, 2022. And this is what I was talking about. Is because of the whole scheduling, and you need to understand that people, production companies work. So instead of them now having to work on a film, they've now got to work on a film that they were supposed to be working on. So therefore, the whole movie industry just shifts one step up. So yeah, we were looking forward to Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Man. This is the next phase of Marvel and, you know, the great cliffhangers that they do.
Right.
Yes.
So we're looking forward for more Marvel. This film.
Sashi's been raving about this
one for a while. So there were two films for 2020, right? The one was Tenet, which came out, and I was very satisfied. The second one is Dune, and sadly, it was moved from December 18th, 2020 to October 1st, 2021. I would just like to know why October, because the trailer's out already. Why October? Like, that's almost a year later.
So what happens is that in October the 31st, I have my anniversary. So I need to take my wife out to a good movie.
So I
just, you know, phoned up. I was like, hey, yo, you think you can move Dune up like a year later?
And
I know.
Did.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks. Click. Done.
Yeah. So we shall watch Dune in October.
Now, here's my top movie. This is number one. We're hitting number one right before I even get to the other ones. Is The Eternals.
The Eternals.
Can I tell you something? The Eternals were mentioned in the previous phase of the Marvel Universe.
They were?
Couple times.
For real?
Yes. There's the one where, I can't remember, you see, it was so long ago, it's been a whole damn year, man. But there was someone who mentioned that they had looked up, I think it might have been Iron Man, he saw up and he saw the Eternals or something like that.
Oh.
It might have even been Thor. There was somewhere in the beginning of the Marvel Universe, and this is the next phase that kicks in. So The Eternals, it was moved from November the 6th, 2020. So I would have been ranting and raving about it. In fact, maybe this show would have been about it. No, it would not have been about The Eternals.
It could have been.
Then moved to February the 12th, 2021. So everyone could have taken, Valentine's Day. They could have taken their date out on the 12th. You know, because every guy would have been like, yes. And then it was then moved to November the 5th. I think that's good because that's a good month. November's a good month.
November is a good month, yes.
It is a good month. So
I agree.
You guys can take me out for my birthday on the 5th, 2021, The Eternals. Boom. But now I'm wondering, what Marvel movies are we going to see beforehand?
Because I don't think any. Like Black Widow is the first one. Black Widow is the next one. It's the first one coming out. And then The Eternals.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So we have at least like three.
Right.
Yes. All right, next film. Now, this is interesting. It's called F9. So I was like, F9, it's Fast and the Furious 9.
Ah.
These people need to stop making Fast and Furious movies. What is wrong with them? Okay, anyway. But it was moved from May 22nd, 2020 to April 2nd, 2021. So in April, you will get Fast and Furious 9. If it's good, I will take back my words. But I still feel they need to stop making Fast and Furious. It's time. It's done. We've had them. We lived.
There's a revolution that always
takes
place.
Move on, people.
These movies seem to succeed at evolving.
Right.
You know, at first they start off with just cars that are racing. You know, petrol heads and gas and changing gears a lot because that's what they do. You know, there's always those close-ups of the gears shifting, which is not true. I'm just letting you know.
Right.
You know, they need to stick in there. Okay, anyway, so continue. And then another movie. Now, I've never watched the latest movie in this franchise or of this whatever you want to call it, of this name. But then I was interested. I checked out the trailer on YouTube because, like I said, Google has everything. And knows everything. Ghostbusters. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Afterlife. Now, go watch the trailer. It looks really, really good, actually. And Sashi, mm-hmm. There is a character in there from Stranger Things.
Ah, are you serious?
Yes. Go
serious?
Check the trailer.
I will go check the trailer.
Go look right now. Okay, anyway, so Ghostbusters Afterlife was moved from July the 10th, 2020. So you would have known about it.
Ah, oh, man.
To March the 5th. But whoa. It was then moved to June the 11th, 2021.
Now, I heard that, I think that's the date the original Ghostbusters came out. So, they're actually bringing it out on the same day that the original Ghostbusters came out. Which is pretty cool. Yeah.
They're really keeping track of things, eh?
Yes.
Can you imagine the people doing the scheduling of these movies? I'm sure they got this big, long board with all these little magnetic stickers.
Well, it's all the different production companies.
That's true.
So they are. Some of these movies obviously will be competing with one another.
Do you think they had like one big meeting and they're like, okay, we're going to move to that? Sorry, that's going to conflict with someone. Okay.
I don't think so. No.
Everyone, when would you like to move to?
What the production companies do is if they're worried that a film's not going to do well because it comes out at the same time as another film, they'll often move it out. But it's the it's production companies against production companies. So they don't really work together. Yeah.
Sure.
Another film that has a Stranger Things actor is Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
So, Millie Bobby Brown is in Godzilla versus Kong. She plays Eleven in Stranger Things, and it was moved from November 20th, 2020 to May 21st, 2021. So, this one is coming out soon, and I'm actually interested to watch it. But I have to go and watch the first Godzilla first, I think, because this is a sequel. So Millie Bobby Brown was in the first Godzilla. They're now bringing Godzilla versus Kong. She's intense.
Who is Millie Bobby Brown in Stranger Things? I don't recognize
her. She plays Eleven.
Is she 11?
She's 11, yes.
No way.
She is.
She's 16 years old.
Yeah, no, she is older now and she has hair.
She looks so different.
Right.
Why does she look so different?
Well, okay, no, wait. For me, she doesn't look different, but it's because I know what she looks like in this.
Oh, in the...
I know what she looks like as a 16-year-old.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's
so that's
cool.
Godzilla versus Kong.
Well, there you go. Okay. Another film that has been in the headlines for a long time is the Matrix 4.
Wow.
Right. Something that I want to do at some point is do the Matrix, what do you call it? You know when you watch all of them together? What do you call that?
Like a run of the Matrix, Matrix marathon.
Yes, because a marathon. Because I watched I remember rewatching the first one. Now, like I think it was last year, I think, or the beginning of this year. And it was actually really good. And I watched the other ones a long time ago, and I was just like, I don't like it. But I want to watch all of them, and that is going to line us up for Matrix 4, which is going to be good because it moved from May 2021. Right, so this is another movie to April the 1st, 2022.
Sure.
And then up to December 22. 2021.
Oh, so it is in 2021.
So pop back into 2021.
Yeah. They were like, yeah. No, let's bring it back.
Yeah, just made it there.
Sure. Now, this is a film that's been pushed out from 2021 to 2022. It's Jurassic World Dominion. So I think that's the final in the Jurassic World. I think it's the final film in the Jurassic World franchise. So obviously there was Jurassic Park, then there was Jurassic World. That's been moved from June 11, 2021 to June 10, 2022. So that one literally was moved a year up, obviously because of now what's gone on in 2020. So they were just like, nope, let's keep that one for 2022. And yeah, it's coming out in 2022.
2022. Mm-hmm. So it shows you how these movies really, really affect us, hey?
Yeah.
It's pretty, pretty crazy. Okay, how about the Minions Rise of Gru? Sashi, are you a Minions fan?
I am. I'll watch it. Yes. I've watched the first one. And I think this one will
you
be
only
cool.
Watched the first one.
There's a second one.
There's a second one. There's a third one.
Not Despicable Me. I watched Despicable Me.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Minions. So I watched all three Despicable Me's and I enjoyed them. Minions 1 I watched with, it was still with, what's her name? Ah, flip. I've got Scarlett Johansson in my head. It's not her. Okay, the name's gone now. When it comes, I'll
describe
tell
her.
You.
What is she playing?
She plays in Miss Congeniality.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, thank yeah. you. She was the voice of one of the characters. That's so right. I did watch the first Minions.
Yeah, so that was moved from July the 3rd. So, you know, that would have been quite a while ago. It would have been like, oh. And it's moved over a year later. No, basically a year later, July the 2nd, 2021.
Sure.
The Rise of Gru.
Now, this is interesting. Mission Impossible 7. Was moved from July 23rd, 2021 to November 19th,
that is a good
2021.
Day. That is such a brilliant
That
day.
Is Ryan's birthday. So there you go, Ryan. On your birthday, your present is Mission Impossible 7. And then this is interesting. Mission yes. Impossible 8, these people are on a roll here, was moved from August 5th, 2022 to November 4th, 2022. So we've got a Mission Impossible in 2021, and then we got another Mission Impossible in 2022.
And by the way, obviously, it's going to star Tom Cruise. Still going at
no.
it.
No.
And guess what his name's going to be?
Ethan Hunt.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Brilliant, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I add on to the Marvel thing?
Go for it.
So there's a film called Morbius. Now, Morbius is like a Deadpool or Venom character. So you know when they're like, they're not bad, but they're not good. Morbius is coming out. It was supposed to be coming out on the 31st of July, 2020. It's moved to March 19, 2021. And it's a Marvel film, but it's like a Deadpool type of character. The trailer is out. So that one has come out already. My cousin actually showed me the trailer. He was very, very excited for it. So that is coming out in 2021 as well.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's very, very cool. Okay. Let me see. What else is on our list here? Peter Rabbit 2. Can we just talk about Peter Rabbit?
I haven't even watched the first Peter Rabbit.
Me neither.
Oh, wow. So are we watching Peter Rabbit 1 and 2 this year or next year?
I'll think about it. It's an animated film. I suppose we have...
No, it's not animated. It's live action.
It's but there's cross between the... Okay,
there's animated characters, yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yes. So it's live action with animated characters inside it. It moved from August 7, 2020 to January 15th, 2021. I'll tell my son that.
He'll be happy
I'm sure
to know.
He'll be very happy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Talking about Mission Impossible, we can't have a Mission Impossible without a James Bond. You know, like it just makes sense to have a Mission Impossible and a James Bond. So No Time to Die, which I think is the last James Bond film Daniel Craig is going to be in, I think. That moved from April 10, 2020 to November 25th, 2020 and then up to November 20th, 2020. So they decided to like, no, let's bring it back earlier. And then it moved back to April 2nd, 2021. So that one jumped four times, but they've decided on April 2nd, 2021, which is pretty cool.
Okay. Now, I don't know what this means, but there's two... Can I just announce both of these at the same time? The one is released in 2021, the other one in 2022. I'm excited about both of them, but actually one more than the other one. Sashi, I'm sure you'll be able to guess which one I'm more excited about. So, Untitled Spider-Man Far From Home sequel.
Oh.
It is releasing in December the 17th, 2021.
2021, sure.
Right. The next one. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Untitled Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse
yes.
sequel. Boom.
That one, they need to bring Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland all into the same film. I'm just saying.
Yes, because they're going between the different
that's Spider-Verse, yes.
This one I'm looking forward to. And I know that Sony is really kicking this one. They're doing so well. Go listen to our movie show podcast on that one. But it will only release in October the 7th, 2022. So we'll talk about that one forever until 2022.
Right. And then we need to come to an end, unfortunately. But there's so many good movies. But I want to mention, just quick, Shazam 2, Ryan.
Yes.
Is going to be released in 2023. So that one's far.
Just so you guys know.
Just so you know. Thor Love and Thunder was yes. moved, unfortunately, from November 5th, 2021 to February 11th, 2022. Sorry. So that one is a Marvel film that will come out. This one's yeah. cool. Top Gun Maverick.
Ah.
Moved from June 24th, 2020 to December 23rd, 2020. And now it will be released on July 2nd, 2021. So that is coming out.
Some good movies. Some of the movies are going to be in our next year's show. Looking forward to 2022.
And then last one, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, was moved from October 2nd, 2020 to June 25th, 2021.
That's going to be good.
So there are good movies in 2021. And these are just the films that were moved from 2020. Although I think a lot of films that were supposed to come out in 2021 have been moved to 2022.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're just going to have which is fine. We don't mind overabundance of good movies.
I don't mind.
We'll watch them. Yes, but there's actually I'm excited for 2021. So people, if you are not excited for 2021, now you're excited for 2021 because we've got awesome movies coming up.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
Live right here on Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice that your word unfading. I miss every instantaneously. I find myself in the presence of the cross. Let my life be defined by your endless victory.
You can stream the album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
And so it has come time for us to depart for 2020.
Yep.
This is the final time that we will tell you our social media handles in 2020. 2021 will be a new year.
Yeah, let's wrap up this
right,
week. This rubbish year.
No, Ryan, it wasn't a rubbish year. It had good parts to it.
No, it was a good year.
Like Tenant. Tenant was a very good part of 2020.
Yes.
Very, very
brilliant
good part.
Brilliant movie.
Yes. So, if you want to find us on social media, you can go check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, and Reddit. We are there. Plus, you can go to www.activefm.co.za.
And of course, spot us on Spotify for those Spotify subscribers. We are there too. Yep, you're jumping on your phone right now. You're going to the app. You're searching Active FM. And you're clicking the subscribe button. You're scrolling down all the list of playlists. You can see all the movie shows. You're super excited and you're subscribing too. And now you're listening. So let me close the show because you want to listen to them. So if you subscribe, you'll get notified. And also, please check us out. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, same as Spotify. You know what to do. Go look for it. Go search for it. Active FM. And boom.
Yes.
You'll get a ping whenever we release a new show, whichever your message alert tone sounds like. And of course, YouTube. We have two channels there, guys. So you can't miss us. Come on. Active FM. Go look for the Active FM, channel. YouTube channel. Yes, that's what I was saying. And then also look for the movie show on a channel called Active TV. But you do not want to pass by Active TV without subscribing. And you do not want to pass by checking out the playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of playlists there. We release shows daily, guys. So you hit subscribe. You hit the bell button. You get notified. You get excited. Life becomes good. Mm-hmm. And of course, because you can see already the amount of movies that are going to get released, you're going to forget about it. And so guess what's going to happen? We're going to remind you. It's worth subscribing. So there you go.
So for the last time in 2020, this is the movie show signing out.
From this host and that host.
We will speak to you in 2021.
And yeah, behave.
Peace out.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.